Most of us have rather an uncomfortable relationship with the idea of death. On the one hand, we know with absolute certainty that one day we're going to die. On the other, we never want that day to come. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. We all experience that struggle to some extent, and the more our hair grays and our skin wrinkles, the more it tends to play on our minds. The day I prepared today's devotion, I was about to travel to see my 92-year-old mother in hospital. She'd collapsed the day before and was found by a friend on her kitchen floor. I'm absolutely certain that as she lay in her hospital bed, given her age and her failing health, she was thinking a lot more about dying than perhaps you or I. So in case that whole fear of death thing is playing on your mind anytime soon, here's God's word to speak right into that place for you. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning at verse 6. So we always have confidence. We know that while we live in this body, we're away from the Lord. We live by what we believe will happen, not by what we can see. So I say that we have confidence, and we really want to be away from this body and be at home with the Lord. What an encouragement. If you believe in Jesus, you can approach that final day on this earth with what? With confidence. As Charles Spurgeon once said, "Never fear dying, beloved. Dying is the last but the least matter that a Christian has to be anxious about." If you truly believe in Jesus, you've no need to be afraid. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Life is filled with so many struggles, so many situations. How often have you been confronted by something and wondered, how am I going to get through this? It's for that very reason that I'd love to send you a free copy of our special edition book. It's called Power Unlimited. To request yours, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's christianityworks.com.